to get down. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Zabadoo! Hitman!
I take back all of the hipster trash talk that I gave to Tyler today. What a outstanding choice for a rejoin song. I really,
you know what
did
it is? It's the mineral water. Without the minerals, he doesn't make that
if
pull.
If that's straight water, then this is probably like Bobby McFerrin. If it's just regular water. Right?
Like Mambo number five.
Bobby McFerrin?
Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, I will jump out of this window if you play Don't Worry, Be Happy. I will
kill
myself.
Does he have
myself.
Any other songs?
Does he?
If he does, I would bet it's that almost, he doesn't use instruments.
It would be a very hipsterous thing to play. Know. Like a Bobby McFerrin deep cut.
Like a jazz tune from Bobby McFerrin that he played on his chest.
I'm betting, he doesn't do any instruments other than his chest.
Yeah. So we get a text to the show that says, Barry, I got your mail. And I think this is out of Pasadena because whoever the mailman is covering up the rest of it. But I can see the PAS. So it's Pasadena. But let me just read you what this is actual mail that someone is getting, and this is why I would never sign up for an account at Pornhub. This is what it says on the front. Forget about being politically correct. Black men are bigger. Now you can be too. And it says it's got this woman, a white woman, in the middle with two black dudes, one on each side of her, and she's looking pretty happy. She's looking like she
just,
knows what she's
tweet
getting.
That out.
She knows what she's getting for Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, she looks thrilled. But this is why, because even on the thing, out of all that, in fine print, it says sexually oriented ad. Really? You think? Do you think so? Is that what that is? So this is why I won't sign up for an account on Pornhub, because that's the last thing I need showing up at the house is that. And I blame my wife. I'd be like, I thought you were getting the Victoria's Secret catalog. Huh? When did this escalate? Okay, so somebody earlier when we talked about Cushing, Jared said Cushing has always reminded him of Latimer from the program, which I've never seen the program, but is that pretty
You've
spot on?
You've never seen the program?
No.
It's a good movie.
Dude.
Is that pretty spot on?
Yeah.
Is it?
Pretty much based on Florida State, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same colors.
Yep.
Basically same kind of Bobby Bowden.
I used to bring it up to Travis Johnson. He wouldn't deny it.
No.
No, he wasn't denying it.
Yeah, so no, I've never seen Heisman. It. Is it good?
Yeah, dude. It came out in what, mid-90s?
Okay.
Yeah, it was early 90s? Yeah, definitely early 90s, I think. Yeah, but that's a good flick. Well, that's worth a watch.
I think Omar Epps was in it.
Yep.
Can't remember anybody.
Okay, I do remember the movie
so
now,
at
but
one
I never
point,
saw
like,
it.
The initiation is the whole movie. Team has to lay on the new guys have to lay on the dotted line on like a two-lane highway.
What?
At night. They have to lay down in the middle of the street while the cars are going by on either side.
Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah, but it's
that can't be real. Did they used to do that?
We can find out.
There's no way. See, this is why I would never have been in a fraternity. There's no way that I would ever do
but
anything
this is
like
the
that.
Football team doing this.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
This is why I would have been a punter or a kicker
or a cheerleader.
Because there would be no way.
LFA's already starting to go to work.
Of course he is. There'd be no way that I would do anything like that for anybody. A fraternity, a football team. Like, if you were like, Laminack, lay down in the middle of the road and risk death by being run over so that the football team likes you, I would look you dead in the eyes and say, the football team could go to hell. I'm not doing that. Like, that's just dumb. All that stuff, though, like a lot of the pledging in fraternities.
Look at the Penn State case that's still going on.
Yeah. All that pledging where they'll like, you know, bodily harm and they do certain things to you. And no, that's just not me.
That kid who was a pretty athletic kid, big kid, played high school football. And during the pledging, I mean, he couldn't even stand up. And, like, I think he fell down, like, a flight of stairs or something like that, but ended up dying. And now it, like, I think 3, 4, 5 of his fraternity brothers are facing serious charges.
Not this cat. Not happening. I don't need to be in a, I don't need your acceptance that bad.
I'm with you.
I don't need your acceptance.
Totally with you, but there are some great scenes in movies about that.
Yeah, somebody said they took that scene out of the movie, actually.
Old School was fantastic. There was a lot of controversy when it first came out.
Because kids were trying it, apparently, yep. According to the text.
Yep. Yep.
That's stupid
that
ass.
That is true.
But I'll say this. If you're dumb enough to think that that's cool and try it, that's Darwinism, really.
Your boy.
I mean, I
did what I said I was going to do. During the break, I tweeted your boy. I mean, I direct messaged Kurt Lowe. Said, are you cheating on us, bro? Did you call Sean and John? He said, I'm calling every local station today. You know I would call your show every day to voice my opinion because I like you, but I won't be disrespected by your boy and call in. Sorry. Whenever he's not there, you let me know I call in.
Oh, God. That just makes me so happy. To know that I never have to hear another call from Kurt Lowe makes me feel so good. It makes me tingle. It does. I am sure that a lot of our listeners appreciate that as well. In fact, I would venture to say the majority of them, most of them, 100% of them are happy about that. That would be my guess. Somebody said, hey, Barry, I have a Pornhub account. I've had it for years, and I've never gotten anything in the mail. You're good to go, Barry. Start favoriting away.
Jeez.
That might change my tune. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. Oh, by the way, you can keep texting your fantasy questions. I'm starting a list for Sigmund. For 2:30. He'll be up at 2:30. So text him, tweet him, get him to us, 713-780-3776. I don't know why my voice cracked.
That was a little bit under the weather.
I literally just went through puberty right then. Just my testicles dropped and everything. All right there.
Worn the chair next time.
Yeah, right? It felt good.
Was it because of that or because of the ad that someone sent you?
Yeah. Tracy wants to know if I ever get mad at Fred and AJ living that jet set life. Meanwhile, I'm stuck looking at Pac-Man in the studio every day.
I said, sounds like a win for you based on the alternative.
No, it's definitely not a win. No, I wouldn't say mad. Jealous? Of course. Everybody wants to be Fred and AJ in the Blitz. Who wouldn't want to be superstars?
That, but I mean,
rock stars gallivanting around the country.
Did you hear AJ killing us yesterday again?
I mean, I stopped. No.
Because we stole his story from the day before about the terrier on crack.
Dude, this story's on the internet. No one's stealing a story from a website that
we all
check.
That would mean
we'd
be listening to that show, or at least me.
I mean, like, no one, like, these are stories that are on the internet that we're all looking at the similar links. You know what I mean?
And the only difference is we have enough content and participation on topics in a day so that sometimes we don't get to everything on the same day.
I'm not, you're on your own here.
That's fine.
I'm not going to start getting in a war of words with them. I learned my lesson.
You've already started it. What did you do yesterday? You wanted everybody to call in and talk about Trump and Jamil?
Yeah.
You might have.
Maybe. Or maybe when I wooed their gym of the day, that may have started
the
controversy.
Oh, that one went a little farther. Because
you know, as much as I mess with Fred and AJ, and they're really good sports, and you know, they know how I truly feel about them, regardless of what I say and joke about on air. I think they were pretty pissed at me about.
Oh, like, no, the gem of the day was like literally because I really like Fred, but Fred came in when Fred comes in with that straight face,
he was stern talking.
I'm like, that's not good.
I felt like I let my dad down at that point because he was like, "Don't do that." I was like, my bad, man. My bad.
Yeah, he pretty much was like, boom, and this is why, and this is why, and this is why. I was like, oh, yep, that's a lecture. That's not a good thing.
Oh, wait, now Jesse said, I just hit unfriend, unfollowed, and changed the station after Barry said he hadn't seen the program. What? Was that like required watching?
It's a great movie.
I mean if you're,
it's not like I've missed like radio.
Don't punish me, Jesse.
It's definitely in the top five of like all-time football movies.
I was going to say, because people are always constantly rating the best baseball movies because there's so many of them. But yeah, in terms of football movies and how football movies go, it was a pretty quality flick.
Yeah, I would definitely throw
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights was good.
Yeah.
Wasn't great. Program, good.
The remake of The Longest Yard was okay.
Remember the Titans is probably number
one. I've seen that.
Yep. That was good. I mean, there's comedies like Waterboy.
Little Giants was an awesome football movie.
Okay.
Come on.
You should have stopped.
See, that one just ruined everything.
You know, you were doing so good. Then you go with.
Why don't you and your son.
You're the one who hasn't seen the program before.
Sorry. Maybe I was banging chicks or something. I don't know.
No.
Definitely.
Maybe you were wearing a rugby shirt with one of those big call horns.
What?
You said you'd be a cheerleader instead of playing football.
You had
if they
the
said you had to lay down in the
as
road.
Kid from Kid and Play.
Yeah, so which means
you
I'm
probably
cool.
weren't.
I was banging chicks. Yeah, because back then that was the thing. That was hot. A big high top fade like that.
Hot. Yo.
Yeah.
Hot, yo.
Oh, all the ass that was thrown at me.
More than a toilet seat.
No, it's really not.
Okay.
It was so sad. It was the worst.
All right, so we got a little off track with some fun and games, so we got more to get to. We've got Astros to talk about. We got a Texans game to talk about. And, oh, by the way, someone's going to make their debut for the Cincinnati Bengals that was supposed to be a scratch tonight. How does that affect the secondary of your Houston Texans? We can talk about that. We can talk about a whole lot more. And if there's something on your mind, please come forward and let us know what's on your mind. 713-780-3776. Give us a call. Give us a text or hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Okay, you got to be on beat if we're going to do this.
I'm just farting around. I'm
just farting around, huh? Okay. Tyler, you said what now? This used to be your favorite song?
I remember
6 years ago?
I was a little kid.
Last week?
Yeah. When you were a kid? La Bamba, for some reason.
La Bamba?
Those were the two songs that I remember from
I bet you liked the Macarena, too.
No, because that wasn't...
Mambo Number 5 was up there.
Ooh. That dude was in a commercial the other day.
Yeah, he's redoing the song while sitting on a lawn chair.
I only like that song because of Office Space.
What, Mambo Number 5?
Yeah.
Or Don't Worry, Be Happy?
No.
Who was that guy? Who sang Mambo Number 5?
Lou
Vega?
Lou Vega?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, Riley, great call. Varsity Blues is up there for football movies. Yes, it is. James Vanderbeek. That was an MTV production. That was a good flick. Decent.
Yep.
Brian's song, Count, Tyler. That's an oldie, but a
goodie. Ooh, I've seen that, yeah.
Well, that might be a tearjerker.
I barely remember it,
but
it's sad.
That's a tearjerker. Yeah, that's James Caan. That's the Gale Sayers, Brian Piccolo story.
Yeah, yeah. I know the story, but I've never seen it.
The Comebacks is the best football movie? I don't know what that is.
I don't know that I've seen
that. I remember seeing the original Longest Yard and then the new one.
Right, Reynolds.
Yeah, the new one kind of sucked.
Adam Sandler. And they had Michael Irvin and Nelly in it, didn't they?
Sean Salisbury was in the Longest Yard.
Sean Salisbury, that's right.
And Benchwarmers.
Yeah, Sean Salisbury. He's Adam Sandler's guy.
Somebody said the program movie is like watching Madonna on your horse saddle. What?
I don't know the correlation, but okay.
Any Given Sunday, I think we've already mentioned that.
No, we forgot
Any Given Sunday. Pacino, right? And Jamie Foxx?
Yep.
That wasn't bad.
Hey, guys, Fred and AJ talk about movies. I guess you got to keep it moving and change subjects. Because of the one story. Yeah, I guess so. Damn it. Those are off limits now, too. I guess sex is as well. Screw it. Forget it.
Lord.
You want to, do we need, I guess we have to kind of talk Astros. Ugh.
I mean, look, the thing that really bothers me is the schedule maker in this deal. You know that they play tonight a night game, 9:07 scheduled first pitch in Anaheim to wrap up the trip. Then they come home after the game. Scheduled time of arrival, 7:15 a.m., and then we'll play two games in approximately 24 hours at home. That's brutal.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I've been on those late night trips when you're coming back on a road trip, and I don't care what plane you're on and you know, and all the different charter planes and all the things that people, oh, it's the luxury life. No, try and sleep on that thing. Like, get a good night's sleep.
Right.
You land at 7:15, the sun's up, you got to drive home anyway, and then you're expected to, like, shut it down for a while before you get your routine going to get back to the ballpark and play a game that night, and then the next day play another one. That's rough, man.
In the middle of what they're going through, too.
Yeah.
Last night was ugly. Can we please, God, please be done with Mike Fiers? There is no reason trot this dude back out on the mound ever again. Gave up eight runs,
yep,
nine total. Clifford came in and, ugh.
Again. They would have been better off with a position player.
Eight runs, five JD in the Davis. First. It was over.
People were clamoring for JD Davis to warm it up again because he was a closer in college, because he probably would have been better.
I mean, the guy hits like 94, 95.
I don't know if it was that high, but he was definitely popping
90.
He was popping 90.
Yeah, the last time he pitched, he was hitting 93, 94.
I don't know.
Here's the other thing, guys. I know they had Correa and Altuve got hits in the first inning, and then they were stranded. But after that, those were two of the five total hits that this team got for being a good road team, for being a team full of good bats. Boy, I'll tell you what, Springer's in the midst of, he hit one 390 and it was just, he missed it by just that much.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's in a one for something slump. Correa has not hit the ball well since he's come back. Altuve had three games without a hit, which is just un-Altuve-like. But he has kind of cooled off a little bit.
Everybody has cooled off.
Yeah. So, I mean, and here's the thing. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. But at least last night, Beltran wasn't in the lineup. Because as much as I know his career's been great, and I know what he provides to that team in the clubhouse and everything else, but he's still hitting 230. And he doesn't run anything out. Even grounders in the hole, you're like, yeah, the shortstop could bobble that, kick it, pick it up, look at it, read the label, still throw him out.
So, I know Polillo couple of weeks ago started talking about not including Beltran on the roster. Are you on that bandwagon?
No, I'm not that far.
Okay.
I'm not going to go that far because the other options, as we talked about, don't have playoff experience, like Derek Fisher, like Tony Kemp, guys like that. They don't have playoff experience. That does nothing for me.
Is Colin Moran going to be back anytime soon?
I've seen him tweet pictures and stuff that he was back in the cage working out, doing those things, but I have not heard a single thing about like where he's progressing to and if he's close.
Yeah.
So that I don't know.
That'd be the guy that I kind of want to see at least make their playoff roster. Even, I don't know if he's going to be healthy or not by then anyway, but I did hear Charlie mention something about Gregerson being left off the playoff roster.
Yeah, he mentioned that here as well.
Very good idea.
Do you?
Dude, the guy is going to give up runs no matter what anytime he comes in. At least with Giles, sometimes Giles is lights out. Other times he might not be.
According to others, he's not just sometimes. That guy's almost a guarantee.
Are you talking about me?
Maybe.
Giles has three blown saves this year. He's in the top 10 in blown saves.
Look at what Gregerson gives up every time he comes in the game.
I can't see them leaving Gregerson. Barry's made mention of this. Hinch really likes him anyway.
That's the thing.
I just don't think he's getting left off.
He's a veteran guy. He's going to get a little bit more of that kind of respect as far as
being. Is Clifford the guy on the fence?
I don't think so, because you went out and made a move for Clifford. I don't think he's on the fence.
Well, you did for Liriano, too, and let's be honest. Liriano might –
That was a throwaway
move.
He's
not even going to be your left-handed situation.
I mean, that move was more of a, let's get a lefty because Sip is just a garbage can. So let's see what we can get.
We made that move so that Aoki could be in the visiting clubhouse every homestand the rest of the season to try and beat the Astros.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Would you guys say Gregerson has been better the last 2 months?
Oh, you love this.
Or the first 2 months of the season?
You love this kind of stuff.
I do. What do you think? Was he better the last 2 months of this last two previous months or the first 2 months?
I can't remember last week, let alone the first 2 months.
Well, I'm setting you up.
Worse.
I'm setting you up because in April and May, his ERAs were 5.06 and 6.30. In July, he had a 4 ERA, and in August, a 3.48. He's given up some runs in his last two outings. He's in a bit of a funk. He's given up, what, five earned runs in his last two games or his last two outings?
I think
everybody's going to go through that.
Obviously, the last 2 months are a little bit more fresh on people's minds.
Sure.
Because
the last two outings.
Well, yeah, whenever he gave up that grand slam, of course, people are going to think that, like, okay, he's been worse more recently just because he gave up a grand slam and we ultimately lost that game, or the Astros ultimately lost that game. But
the fact that his last 3 months...
I mean, you can't argue with numbers.
No, his last 3 months. June, a 1.54 ERA. July, a 4 ERA. August, a 3.48 ERA. he's you know, he, yeah, the first 2 months of the season was bad. Now, this month, obviously not great. I'm fine with Gregerson. That's a guy that has experience. He's a veteran arm. When he's right, he can get out. I mean, he can get guys out. It's just on occasion, like any of these guys. I mean, look what happened to Scherzer the other night. He got lit up. Yeah. This is going to happen to everyone.
Kershaw, a couple starts ago, got lit up.
Our savior, Verlander, had a 5 ERA the first half of the year.
Chris Sale, less than a month ago, got ripped.
So that's why I'm saying it's one thing when you look at it, in especially when a reliever, because you're seeing them more often, and maybe when they're in a funk, you might see them 2 or 3 times in a week, and they've given up a couple of runs, and you think, this guy sucks. But when you look at the body of work for a year or a couple of month stretch, it's not that bad, actually. And that's the thing.
How many blown wins does Giles
have? So to circle way back to your point, I'm fine with keeping Gregerson, and I disagree with Polillo, because I want that presence, and a guy that I know when he's on is almost unhittable. That's Gregerson.
Now, when to argue against that, who are you going to put in his spot?
Well, that's the other problem.
That's the issue that I have with leaving him off.
How many blown wins does he have? I'm just curious.
I gotta look it up. I gotta look that up. But yeah, when you look at what they have on this roster, and you consider that they might go with what, 13 arms?
Ooh, that's a lot.
In the playoffs? Not really.
No, I thought it was more like 11.
No, because you're going to have 4 starters. So, and your bullpen, you're going to have...
Sip is out too, right?
Yeah, but remember now, you're going to have 4
starters.
So who's
your left-handed situational guy?
Well, it's either going to be Liriano or somebody that's been known to get lefties out, like Davinsky. Yeah. But you look at it, you're going to have 4 starters, right? Okay? You're going to have at least... You're going to have a closer, your setup guy.
At least one long guy.
So that's what, 7 right there? You've got to have other arms in that pen. So you're going to go with at least 12 arms. At least, because you know, 13 bats, 12 arms.
Unless you're convinced Davinsky's your guy, either Liriano or Sip's going to make that.
And remember, though, when you start to get further into the playoffs, once you get to the World Series and you're playing in the National League and you've got pinch runners and all that, that's when you make that decision.
Well, but you do it series by series.
I mean, you could get away with 12 bats and 13 arms, and they might need those arms. Because now you can really get situational. You know what I mean? You can bring Davinsky into face one lefty and then bring Clippard into face a righty or vice versa or whatever. Or Harrison.
I think Gregerson makes the roster.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. In fact, I ran through it once, and we can address that after Sigmund comes on. But yeah, I think Giles is still your number two. And as far as the bullpen goes, it's Giles is your closer. Sorry, Gregerson is your number two.
Giles should be.
Yeah. Giles is your closer.
He didn't catch that one. Huh? I said, yeah, Gregerson's your number two, but Giles should be.
No.
So, all right, we got plenty more to get to, including, as Barry previewed, Sigmund Bloom next. So if you got fantasy football questions, you're late. You already should have tweeted and texted and got them in so that we had them lined up ready to go. But if you haven't, you can call or you can text us, 713-780-3776. He's next for a one segment and one segment only whip through on fantasy football. We'll do that next and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
As promised, second half of The Usual Suspects, 90 in the books, 90 to go as we continue to roll on with the big show. And we can't get any better than this, because you guys are all fantasy football aficionados. We have promised it to you, and we deliver every Thursday at 2:30. Sigmund Bloom, the utmost expert at fantasy football, joins us for one segment only, to get to your pressing questions about your lineup for this week's fantasy football. So without further ado, Sigmund, welcome back. Good to have you on the line. And I know there are people clamoring and lining up to tap into your expertise.
It's good to be here, and I hope I can make sense out of week one and have a handle on what's going on in week two, because we're still trying to catch up to everything we learned.
Yeah, so Sigmund, I guess the first things first, let's discuss David Johnson. What do David Johnson owners do?
You probably drop him, honestly. If Bruce Arians is saying we hope to have him back by Christmas, you know, that's right around the fantasy football championship, and Arizona's going to be out of the playoff run by then, surely. So I don't think we're going to see him again. Tariq Cohen, I believe in. He's the best pickup. Maybe Javorius Allen with Danny Woodhead on IR, getting half of the work in Baltimore would be the next best pickup. If you're going to pick up an Arizona running back, probably Kerwin Williams is the best bet. But that offense is going to be terrible, at least past this week, where they're playing the Colts, who seem to be, you know, walking to the electric chair right now. So I think that maybe Arizona will be okay this week. Otherwise, you might stash away someone like Alvin Kamara, who looks like the best running back in New Orleans, or Chris Carson, who looks like the best running back in Seattle, to see if they can rise to the top of those backfields and help you out.
Yeah, somebody asked, is Arizona's backup or any of those backup running backs worth picking in daily fantasy?
Yeah, Kerwin Williams is, you know, he should get the lead back role, and Arizona, if they can't have a good game against Indianapolis this week, then we know Carson Palmer really does have one foot in the grave. So I think that Kerwin Williams could be decent for this week, but I expect that situation to get murkier as we go along, and this offense is going to be a lot less interesting without David Johnson.
All right, let's do this. Let's get to the phones, guys. If you're on the phones, ask the question. Keep it quick. Here we go first. Sergio, running back question.
Yes. Thomas Ross or Lamar Miller?
Now, I'll go with Miller just because he should get a lot of carries. Deshaun Watson should help open up the running game, if anything. Rawls is getting eased back in there. And I think Chris Carson is the back to own in Seattle.
Austin has a flex question for you, Sigmund.
Hey, man, at the flex, Ted Ginn Jr., Sammy Watkins, or Mike Wallace?
I'll go with Ginn. I think New Orleans, New England's going to be the highest scoring game of the week. New England defense showed a lot of problems last week against Kansas City. Drew Brees in the Superdome, I want to get a piece of that.
Joe, you're up. Joe,
you got to go.
All right, hang up on Joe.
All right, Joe's gone. Hey, real quick, Sigmund, real quick question for you with the Texans playing the Bengals tonight. Joe Mixon, is that just a one-week thing, or what the hell happened there? Because a lot of people were really disappointed that he'd got nothing.
Yeah. It's not just a one-week thing, okay? It's going to be a three-way backfield, with a terrible offensive line, and an offense isn't really going anywhere. I wouldn't say to drop Joe Mixon yet, but if someone comes along with a sweetheart deal, you know, you probably pay the fourth, fifth, sixth round pick for Mixon. If you can get that back out of him right now, I would probably do that, because I think even if Mixon rises to the top of the backfield, this offense is not going to be fertile soil for fantasy points.
Yeah, somebody had a question, Mixon or Hill, so it sounds like Hill would be your choice there.
Mixon. I say Mixon just because I trust him to do something with the touches that he gets, but each of the three backs should get like 8 or 9 touches and do not that much with them.
Beth on Twitter wants to know which QB she should start, Winston or Bradford?
I'll go with Winston. Chicago's defense doesn't scare me. Bradford's going on the road to face Pittsburgh, a much tougher defense than New Orleans. It made the Minnesota offensive line look good, but I don't know if Pittsburgh will be as easy on them.
713-780-3776. You can call or text your fantasy questions for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Wesley's on the phone. Wesley, you have a wide receiver question?
Yeah. Stephon Diggs or Terrell Pryor?
I'll go with Diggs just because Pryor had some key drops last week for Washington. Washington's going on the road. And I do think that Diggs should get open frequently. And, you know, with that Steelers pass rush, he should be that short-range target that Sam Bradford leans on.
I got a question on the text line. What do you think of OBJ versus Mike Evans, and what are your thoughts in general on OBJ?
You know, he just said in an interview today, he practiced in limited fashion, but he said that it's a 6 to 8 week injury. And seeing the injury, that wouldn't be surprising. He did get some laser treatments, some futuristic treatments to help accelerate his healing. But it's a Monday night game. It's possible they rest him for another week. You know, they still have the whole season to look forward to. If they bring him back too quickly, it could extend that timeline. And if he's telling us that, that doesn't mean that he'll be 100%. If he does play, he might be more of a decoy. So Mike Evans, even though Chicago tends to hold down those number one receivers, I like Mike Evans. Go ahead and play him, and you don't have to worry about the headache of waiting around for Beckham. And for the rest of the year, I think that, you know, that we're going to have to play Beckham as soon as he's back on the field, but we're going to be worried about re-aggravating that injury.
All right, Blake on Twitter had a question. James White or Devontae Adams for the flex in a PPR?
I probably lean towards White here, actually, just because, again, I think that matchup's going to be very high scoring. White can also get some snaps out of the slot with Danny Amendola likely out. Devontae Adams seemed to be behind Randall Cobb in the pecking order. It could be a really high scoring game between Green Bay and Atlanta, too, But I take my chances with White.
Eddie Lacy, just a lost cause in Seattle, or is that one that's going to develop a little bit more as the season goes on?
No, I think he's a lost cause because he was healthy, and they played him like 6 or 7 snaps at Green Bay, and I think that they gave him the $3 million. They saw up close what they have, and they have depth. You know, they have maybe a LeGarrette Blount type of play right now.
New listener Andrew Hastings on Twitter had a couple of questions for you. Green Bay versus Atlanta, and then Adams flex over C. Hogan, K. Galladay, or C. Coleman, J. Brown.
Yeah, it's K. Hogan. Heroes. He's going to bounce back big time without Marcus Peters following him around the field against New Orleans. And, you know, Green Bay versus Atlanta, if we're talking about defenses, I'll play Green Bay's defense because it's never good. You bench Seattle's defense against Green Bay, you bench them all.
Okay. Jared on the phone with a flex question. Jared, go.
Yes, PPR flex question. Keep in mind I'm starting Stephon Diggs. Do I go Adam Thielen or Mark Ingram?
I'd still go with Thielen. And New Orleans' backfield's a mess. Ingram only really had an okay day because of a bunch of catches in garbage time when they were trying to come back. So I think that Thielen's won that start.
Travis, you're up.
Yeah, half point PPR, Devontae Parker or DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, I'll go with Hopkins. You know, the one thing we do know tonight is Deshaun Watson will keep it simple and target DeAndre Hopkins a lot. And that's good news if you own Hopkins.
All right, Michael, go.
Yeah, PPR question, flex player Gillisley or Corey Davis from Tennessee?
Yeah, and it depends on scoring. You know, if it's a non-PPR league where you're just looking for touchdowns and yards, go with Gillisley. But if you get points per reception, Jalen Ramsey might be out. He hasn't practiced yet this week for Jacksonville. That improved Corey Davis's outlook, who led the receivers in targets even though he didn't start last week.
Quarterback question, Rivers, Ryan, or Roethlisberger?
Ooh. I'm going with Matt Ryan just because I think that he played better than the score indicated. You know, they settled for a lot of field goals there. Going home in the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Green Bay, I think you're going to see some success there for Matt Ryan.
All right, a couple more text questions. We're getting up against it here. Should I start at flex, Amir Abdullah, Buck Allen, or Corey Davis?
Corey Davis, again. I like Davis to lead that team in receptions. Jalen Ramsey being out should help, assuming he doesn't practice tomorrow.
All right, we got time for two more calls, and then we got to call it here. Brandon with a flex question. Brandon, you're up. Brandon.
Brandon going once, twice.
All right. Let's go to a text question then. Oh, Brandon's up. Brandon, go.
Brandon, you're up. Go.
Yeah, Adam Thielen or Lamar Miller at flex?
It comes down to scoring in a non-PPR league. I'll go with Miller because I know he's going to get a lot of carries, but it's going to be Thielen in PPR leagues. As Minnesota should be able to pass all right against the Steelers.
All right, one more. Greg Olsen or Witten?
Ooh, yeah, I like Witten this week against Denver, but I'll still go with Greg Olsen. I think you're going to see Carolina's offense get on track going back home against Buffalo.
All right, well, that's all we have time for. But, Sigma, tell people how they can get in touch with you, footballguys.com, and tell them what you offer fantasy players out there so that they can get some help when you're not available.
Yeah, at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter, and I host a thread on the message board at Football Guys to answer some questions every week. But also, we've got the Lineup Dominator. We're a trade dominator to answer questions like this for you. Apps, check them out. And, you know, we it's like Chip Kelly's college offense. We need the callers to be like the chain gang moving down so we can just go one after another after another.
Right, right. Yeah, and like you said, with that trade app, like we had a question. Somebody wanted to know, like, Tom Brady for McCoy, should you do that trade? That's what the trade app is for, right? You plug that in and all the expertise comes together and gives them an answer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's your assistant. We're looking over your shoulder.
There you go. Footballguys.com.
Appreciate Sigma
Bloom.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, in Seattle,
yeah,
that's what happens when you go from beast mode to feast mode.
Oh, boy.
When Eddie eats you out of running
watch
back
it.
At home.
All right, so I know we got a ton of texts that we didn't get to. Overwhelmed, but that's why we give you guys plenty of notice. You got to get in early because we only have one segment with Sigmund. So if we didn't get to them, again, go out and get those apps. Go hit Sigmund up on Twitter at Sigmund Bloom. Check out footballguys.com. They have a message board where you can ask your questions. So footballguys.com, Sigmund Bloom. Check it out.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tyler Scott spinning them and doing what he does, filling in for Nick Sciarra, who's in Vegas for the big fight. So it's Barry, Joel, and Tyler today and tomorrow. Right, Tyler? You're in tomorrow? That's a yes.
Correct.
With or without the mineral water, Tyler will be here. And we will be spinning the hits and talking some, you know what, until 4 o'clock.
We got, I missed one fantasy question, and you guys are going to have to stop texting and tweeting them. But this one I felt like was a good question that I think we can all put our heads together and come up with an answer for. But this texter wanted to know, who should I start, Warren Moon or Bo Jackson? And I'm of the opinion you got to go Bo Jackson here, right?
See, it really depends on how many points you're getting for a touchdown.
Right.
Because based on passing touchdowns, I think Warren Moon's going to air it out. I think he is going to be just extraordinarily high scoring and lots of yards.
I hear they're without the services of Ernest Gibbons, though. So does that change things for
you? Well,
hey,
with Jeffries then in those PPL leagues, that's a guy to pick up.
I think with the dark horse of Jerome Bettis, you might want to go with him.
With Jerome Bettis?
Yeah.
That wasn't an option.
I know. I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
You should go
okay.
With Jerome Bettis.
In most 12-team leagues,
well,
he may still be available.
Let's face it. I think Willie Gault, he's got a pulled hammy well.
But that guy with the bobsled is deadly.
So the Raiders' offense is pretty much Bo Jackson. So I'm sticking with Bo Jackson. But you guys are going Warren Moon. Or you're going Warren Moon, Joel, and you're going.
I'm going off the reservation.
Okay. Yeah. You're telling the guy to play a player he doesn't even have. That's great advice. Well, wonderful advice.
He may be, available on the waiver wire. So.
Okay, so speaking of player information,
uh-huh.
It doesn't get any easier for the Texans tonight, whose defense had, I wouldn't say as many issues as the offense, but they struggled mightily.
Yeah.
Bengals rookie wide receiver John Ross will make his season debut tonight against the Texans. If you don't remember, he set the record with a 4.2240 at the Combine. One of the fastest players in the NFL. He missed the opener after spraining his knee in the preseason finale. But it looks like he's a full participant and ready to go this evening. That does not bode well for a secondary that looked slow. And for whatever reason, Johnson looked like he was on another planet.
Yeah, this is the guy that was supposed to win the island, right?
Yeah, but this was your first round pick a few years ago that, you know, I guess you can say he's coming off a broken foot, so maybe there are some things that he's still recovering from, but he looked awful.
Okay, so this isn't the guy that was supposed to win the island. This is he was.
Oh, I'm talking about from a defensive perspective for the Texans.
Oh.
But this is the guy that, he could have won. He didn't. He has a Nike deal, so he couldn't win the island because that was from Adidas.
Okay.
Yeah, it is the guy. 4.22. I think he went to Washington. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
he's a Husky.
I'm not as worried about the receiving core if Andy Dalton doesn't get his head out of his ass and play any better than he did last week against Baltimore. What's sad, though, in general, when you look at this game, the Texans go on the road as a 6-point underdog. As a 6-point underdog to a team that was shut out last week. A team that was shut out at home.
We were talking about this during a break, a couple breaks back. Everybody on ESPN is predicting the score to be like 20-21, 20-14, whatever.
Yeah, 21-20, 20-13.
Either team scoring over 10.
Yeah, the over-under is what, 38?
38,
and yeah. I'm guessing everyone here is going under.
Gotta go under, right?
Yeah.
Because you're talking about if it is 38, you're talking about a 21-17 game?
No, I mean, and for all these people that are
saying, they may not score 17 combined.
They're really torn between who to pick. Well, let's see. You go 3 points for the home team. You go, who's a better coach, Marvin Lewis or Bill O'Brien? You know, I would like to say Bill O'Brien, but even if I call that a toss-up or even give Billy O the edge, the final deciding factor is quarterback. I'm still going to go with the ginger over the rookie.
The Red Ryder BB gun.
So this is, you know, let me tell you how bad of a Thursday night matchup this is, which it's so weird. You go from Kansas City and New England, one of, or perhaps the best Thursday night matchup we've seen since Thursday night football has been around, at least as long as I can remember in the last couple of years. We go from that to this. teams that combined at home. Houston was at home last week. Cincinnati was at home last week. They combined for 7 points and 9 turnovers at home. These teams combined for more turnovers than they did points. Good Lord, this is going to be atrocious.
You got that on Thursday, but then on Sunday, you have the top 4 rated quarterbacks playing each other because you've got Breeze against Brady,
yeah.
And then at night you have Ryan and Rodgers.
Never heard of that last guy. I don't know who that is.
He does commercials.
The State Farm guy.
And he's a dog guy, yeah.
He's a dog guy?
You haven't seen the new commercial?
No.
You haven't seen the new commercial?
No.
Where he's got the pickup truck he loves and the dog he loves, and they go everywhere together, and they do all these different things, and it's never had a scratch on it, and then all of a sudden there's a drone stuck in the windshield, and Clay Matthews comes out with the remote going, I'm really sorry.
Yeah? Yeah. I haven't seen that. Yeah. He does make some pretty good commercials. Better commercials, him or Peyton Manning?
Well, Peyton Manning has so many to choose
from. But I'm just
saying,
better.
Peyton's got better comedic timing.
Well, I just want to see what Joel says. I think Peyton's
better at comedic timing, but I'm going Rodgers.
God, you make me sick. Oh, I hate you so much
this
for that.
This week may be the week that I consider picking against them, however.
Oh, really?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last thing that, we could talk more of the game for sure, but I wouldn't mind if Lamar Miller takes a backseat to Deontay Foreman this week. I really wouldn't
mind. As a fan, you want to see that. As a fantasy owner, I don't.
Well, but I'm just saying.
I don't have many running backs.
Yeah, as an analyst of this team in sports.
I wanted to see him
last
week.
I'd be okay. Lamar Miller with his 3.8 average did nothing to impress me.
Kick the tires and see what you got with him, right?
How about more than one carry? Would
be
great.
You talk about a guy that's going to square up his shoulders and be physical. That's not Lamar Miller.
No.
See what Foreman can do.
There were 23 carries in the game last week for Houston running backs, if you don't count the two. 21 if you don't count the two from Deshaun Watson. Foreman had 1 for 4 yards.
Yeah,
I need to see more than that.
I want to see what he's got, too. I'm with you on that. All right, so we got 2 in the books, 1 to go, plenty more of the big show. 60 minutes still on the clock before we head out to Vegas to catch up with Fred, AJ, Nick Sherrodra, and the crew out in the Sin City. So if there's something on your mind, something you want to get to, please hit us up, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident, and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Out of my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10.